This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Do high school students really need to take calculus, geometry, and trigonometry? At least one college professor says no, and he's pushing for high schools to focus more on what he calls numeracy. WBUR's Tanya Mosley from the Edify Desk joins us now with more as we close out our math series, Solving Our Math Problem. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Bob.
So, what is numeracy?
Well, it essentially means being able to measure, take estimations, and understand and break down simple stats. And I think we all agree we need those skills, right?
Sure.
Well, at the same token, if you're like me, a lot of us have sat in those calculus or trigonometry classes and wondered, how will I use this in my real life? Well, Queens College political science professor Andrew Hacker recently tapped into this idea. He wrote a book called The Math Myth and Other STEM Solutions. And it basically makes the argument that numeracy skills are really all most of us need to make it through life. Here's what he had to say about higher level math like geometry and calculus.
You remember that program, the Seinfeld program, and they once asked, what's Seinfeld about? And they said, it's about nothing. Now, what is math about? It's really just about itself. It's about equations, regularities that exist in geometry and trigonometry and so on. But it's not about the world we live in.
Okay, so Hacker is a professor of political science, and he's arguing that advanced math like geometry and calculus are a waste of time. Apparently, that's what he's saying. So what's his basis for that?
Okay, so he cites the statistics around high school dropout rates. So here in Massachusetts, our graduation rate hovers around 85%, but nationally it's around 80%, which means that about 20% drop out of high school each year. And Hacker believes algebra and geometry are the big reasons why. He goes on to say our fascination with high-level math is really the bottleneck that separates students by potential. For instance, here in Massachusetts, they require 4 years of math, which includes Algebra 1 and Algebra 2, to graduate. And Hacker tells me he believes this sets up an uneven system because some people don't have the aptitude, he believes, to learn high-level math the way it's currently taught.
As I understand it, Professor Hacker has also said that all of this actually prevents some students from moving on to college. What do mathematicians and math teachers say about this?
Okay, so I brought up this idea with a few high school math teachers, and many of them, to a certain degree, actually agree with this idea. They do say that the traditional way we teach kids math with memorization, time tests, that often sets them up for failure in the later grades. And as you know, it becomes more and more difficult to get them motivated to take on high-level math when you really don't get the basics.
Does that have less to do with the value of high-level math and more to do with the way math is taught, though?
So this is an important distinction. While many teachers agree that the current system of teaching math is flawed, they disagree with Hacker's assertion that all of this means we don't need higher level math like calculus or trigonometry. I spoke with Matthew Baranavand. He is a K-12 math department coordinator for Chelmsford Schools, and he says high level math is vitally important for students.
It provides them with problem-solving skills, thinking, and reasoning, and far additional skills that they can apply throughout the other areas, in particular, science, technology, and engineering.
Back to Professor Hacker. What would Hacker like to see changed within math teaching, Tanya?
So despite all of this, he believes America is actually doing a pretty good job of teaching math from kindergarten through eighth grade. He believes the problem arises when we enter high school, when all of a sudden, instead of building our numeracy skills, we switch into loftier concepts. Hacker wants to see education instruction focus solely on numeracy, which would allow students to deepen their ability to use math concepts to do things like installing blinds or carpets or figuring out percentages and stats in the real world. And just to give you an idea of what numeracy classes are like, students work in groups and they talk out problems out loud. And Hacker believes higher level math beyond that should be an elective for kids with a keen interest in going into the STEM fields.
Interesting debate. Glad we could count on you to cover that, Tanya Mosley.
Nice jump there.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you'd like to read all the stories in WBUR's Solving Our Math Problem series, go to the Edify section of our website, wbur.org.